Well, to be honest, I'm very ambivalent about Yeats. Not of his poetry, which is magnificent, which is the book I might very well take to a desert island, but the man strikes me as being pompous, snobbish, and an idiot.
Oh, Sean, you're very harsh. You're very harsh on him. He was a romantic. There's no doubt about it, he was a romantic. And I know that people have grave reservations about what they regard as his snobbishness. But I mean, he valued the peasant just as much as he valued the aristocrat. Maybe he was embarrassed because he was in the middle himself.
He was very bourgeois.
He was bourgeois, he was middle class, and he probably resented that, which is why he gravitated, you know, towards the aristocracy. No.
Well, I think, you see, in an attempt to invent a personality for himself, which he had none, he chanted his verse and snuggled up to Con Markovitch and Lady Gregory.
Well, do you know something, Sean? I really don't care that much whether he was a snob, whether he dabbled in superstitious nonsense, whether he... Wasn't he? He attended Madame Blavatsky's seances and whatever.
And far more seriously, in his 70s, he had monkey glands and became quite a predatory old man.
Yes, but I don't care, because his poetry is divine. There is nobody I know whose poetry knows what musicality really is.
Irish poets, learn your trade.
And he also became better and better as he got older. He was a great poet in his youth, maybe a little bit romantic, a little bit over-embellished, a little bit over-decorative. But in his old age, monkey glands and all, Sean, he was a great poet. Some of the best poems ever written were written by Yeats in his old age.